Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Humor Outcast Radio. I am Donna Kavanaugh. Tonight we have with us, we're getting off the comedy train a little bit, and I'm bringing in Jeff Williams. I met Jeff Williams when I was doing some research for an article. He is the founder and chief coach for BizStarters.com, which is an entrepreneurial coaching business that really is aimed at people over 50 at this point. But his history is just amazing. He was a successful marketing guy, and he just this idea just blows me away with BizStarters. And his he was named, the company was selected by the editors of Kiplinger's as the best entrepreneurial guide for people over 50. He was also given the award for program excellence by the U.S. League of Cities for innovative business startup coaching program. He just has so many interesting clients who have been displaced and they've wanted to be in, go into their own businesses, and he's helped them. Just a, Jeff, you're just a great guy. So I'm going to bring him in, and we're going to chat about business publishing and whatever else comes up, we're going to chat about it. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, hi, Donna. Thanks so much. Thank you for the kind words. That was very kind of you.
I want people really to know your background. I had to say it so fast to get going on the show because the 30 minutes fly. So what would you want people to really know about you?
Well, what I would want them to know is that I have known for a long time, since I started in business 25 years ago, I've known that the baby boomers, particularly the older boomers, the ones that are 60 and up, I knew they weren't going to just go into traditional retirement like our parents had. They were going to want to continue to work in some way. I didn't realize in those days how much of this would be financially driven. I thought it would be more intellectually driven. But I knew this was going to happen. And I built my whole business around the fact that they were going to need a guide. And that's what we do. We basically give them a one-stop source for business planning, coaching, and all the startup services they need to go from a good idea to a fully functioning business. And we've been doing it now for 25 years, about 4,000 individuals we've worked with. So my personal drive here is that I feel really, really very, very pleased when I see someone make transition from a successful corporate manager to a successful small business owner. That's really what drives me.
And when we started talking, we started to talk more on the level of what you've, because your expertise now has spanned over two decades. And so you have seen so much happen in the past two decades as far as corporate displacement, as far as even people not that they just wanted to follow that dream of being an entrepreneur. And the thing that has come up, and we talked about this at least a month ago, is publishing. And you have a history of publishing as well. So tell me a little bit about that and how you've seen it transition, or how you've seen the publishing side of things change so much.
Sure, absolutely. I kind of had an orientation toward writing something someday because when I was a kid back in the 50s, my mom published just in our town in Ohio. She published a little children's book. My mother was a very good writer, and I didn't really understand what publishing was in those days, but it kind of sat in the back of my mind. And when I started my business, I was talking to a friend of mine who'd been in business a couple years before, longer than I had, and she had already published her first book. And she said, you know, boy, there's nothing like a book to help establish you as an expert. And the more I thought about this, the more I thought, you know, there's a lot of business coaches out there, a lot of consultants, but I need to be the expert coach or consultant. And how do I do that? Well, you need to be able to let people sample your experience and your knowledge. And that's really what a book allows them to do. You can share your philosophy. You can share your process. And people get the, for a relatively small amount of money, usually under $30, they're buying the book. They get a chance to go through it and say, hey, you know, this guy knows something. And this is before they ever commit any, you know, money for coaching or business startup help. So I published my first book 24 years ago. It was a little paperback, staple-bound book called The Entrepreneurial IQ. And it was a series of exercises to allow you to assess yourself on whether you really had the personality and the drive and the experience to be self-employed. And I'll just tell you quickly a story that I told you before, but let me share it with your listeners. I thought this book was the greatest thing publishing had ever seen. And in those days, back in the early 90s, there used to still be a publisher here in Chicago that did small business books called Dearborn Publishing. After a couple of months of trying, I finally get an appointment with the senior editor, and I go down there. Long story short, he ends the conversation about 15 minutes after we started, and he looks at me and says, "Jeff, you'll never make any money on this book if we publish it, because there's too many expenses we take out. You need to do something called self-publishing." Well, I had never heard of self-publishing. I was only in business 2 years at the time, and I thought I had something good with the book. Well, anyway, long story short, I've now self-published 11 books and guides over the last 24 years. Hmm. And in the beginning, it was tough. You'd have to spend weeks and weeks trying to find somebody to design the cover, and then you'd have to spend more time to find an editor, and then you'd have to go to your local Speedy printer and get quotes on doing it. Well, now they all have been pulled together like companies like yours. It's mm-hmm. all in one convenient place. Just like I provide startup in one place, you provide all the publishing help you need in one place. It's so much more convenient.
And it's so less daunting for somebody. So you had to go through all that so that people coming up 2 decades later say, "Well, what's the big deal? I'll just hand it all over to you." But you had to go through and do all that legwork and investigative work, which was just a lot of time, right?
Well, I tell you, it's a tough way to learn, but it's a very vivid way to learn. I mean, when you have to do something and put your own, time and effort into it, you really understand. Okay, I now know where I'm going. And also, when I started 24 years ago, there wasn't what they call print-on-demand publishing, which
right.
is what they have today. You had
right. to
generally
buy. You had to do first runs and things like that. Yeah.
As you know, you used to have to buy like 3,000 copies of the paperback book or they wouldn't do any of them for you.
Right.
And I remember there used to be this kind of sad joke among my friends who had written stuff that they all had boxes full of books sitting in their garage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd had to buy 3,000 of them and the publisher wasn't helping them sell them. So what it came down to was this poor little author going around to his friends and saying, "Want to buy a book? Want to
yeah.
buy a book? Want to buy a book?" And
yep.
I knew at least five people that had boxes and boxes of books in their garage. Well, today
oh,
you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Still, but sometimes when people, when print-on-demand, even now people still have a little bit of a prejudice against it. And then I say, "Okay, well, really? So how many books do you have in your basement?" And that's like the first thing they ever say. "Well, I still have at least 100. And I'm like, "Really? What a waste. What a waste that you had to buy these books." But so you have really seen, but it is amazing. 11 books later, you have seen all the changes. And I want to bring back to your business and your coaching business. So how do your books and guides, how do they fit into your business growth plan now? Now that you've done all the work and you've learned all the lessons, how do these books and guides fit into your business growth plan?
Well, it's a very good question. Let me give you one specific example. 2 years ago, we launched a new course, an online course, called Start Your Business Now. And the reason we launched it is that I had written a book 2 years before that. I've always had some kind of business startup guide for 20-some years. And they've been called different things. They've had different covers. I evolved this over time. And my wife suggested to me a couple years ago, I had had a title on the book that was the Ultimate Boomer Business Startup Guide. And she said, "Okay, people know what it's about, but why limit yourself to one age group? Why don't you have a more general title?" So I went out and interviewed about 200 people over 50 that wanted to be entrepreneurial. And what I kept hearing from all of them was no matter what business they wanted to start, they wanted to do it quickly. So I thought, I'm going to call the book Start Your Business and then capital letters N-O-W exclamation point. So I created the book using Lulu.com. This was 5 years ago. They were relatively new in the market at the time. And I used a template that you could download from Lulu that allowed me to flow the text into the manuscript to allow space to put the glue binding, what they call the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to do that on your own. But they have this, and they also had a free template for laying out the cover, the wrap cover. So it just so happens that I had a friend here at church who was a graphic designer, and she designed the cover. Anyway, I sold maybe 500-600 copies of the book through various means, public speaking, some on my website. I started doing some blog posting and sold some books. I started getting emails, and you know, a few at a time, and then suddenly I had 25, and they all said the same thing. Do you have a home study course that goes with the book? Well, I didn't have to be a genius of an entrepreneur to say, hey, here's a market opportunity. So I took the outline of the book. I took basically the table of contents, and I spent probably 5 weekends working on this, and I created a complete course. It's an 8-module course with the same name as the book, Start Your Business Now. And 2 years ago, we used a new generation of software that hooks onto WordPress, which is a way to design websites.
Right.
It's called LearnDash.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed us to put up an online mobile digital training course, which you can access from any kind of electronic instrument. You can get it on a smartphone. You can get it on a tablet. But the way this allowed us to expand our business was we listened to the marketplace. They bought the book, said, hey, I need more. Now, one last thing. So we make money off selling the book. Then I make money selling the course. The course sells for $299. The book sold for $19.95. Well, I found out in the first couple of years that one out of about every 8 people who bought the $299 course would then email me and say, can I buy individual coaching time from you?
Hmm. See that?
What they call an upsell.
That's amazing.
And
yeah.
I didn't really push it. I thought the course was pretty self-explanatory, but everybody learns at a different pace.
And
some
everybody
people are visual
needs to have that security. You have that security with an individual, too, don't
absolutely.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you also have dependability and regularity because
right.
I'm saying to them, I'm going to call you every Wednesday for the next 3 weeks.
Some people
it's
need
not
that.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So that's the book is the core. And I've done this about 5 different times where I've started with a book and then I've added a training course and then I've added coaching and then I've added a live workshop. I try to use a very simple process, and that is once I've spent the time and effort to create intellectual property, I try to figure out every possible way I can make money from that intellectual property.
Every facet
I put 40
of it. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because I put 40 hours in to write it. You know how long it takes to write a book.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to, you know, every time I want another $10,000 or $15,000 of revenue, I don't want to have to sit down and write a new book.
Mm-hmm.
So if you... So anyway, that's the book is the core because the book is something you can skim, and particularly with my target market, 50-plus people, they still like to read ink on paper.
That you know what? 65% of people still like to read the ink on paper more than the electronic. So I don't think that's going away soon.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've had some friends who said they've tried to use ebook readers. And after
mm-hmm.
about 15, 20 pages, their eyes
yeah.
start to bother them, and they didn't. So anyway, that's how the book is the core of my business
of
development system.
But if you did not have your background in marketing, if you had not been such a successful marketer, do you think your brain would have gone through all this? Or do you? I mean, it might have eventually, but don't you think that gave you listening to the market, listening to customers, don't you think it gave you an edge as to see all this coming?
I'd like to think so. I mean, I spent a lot of money to get it. I spent a lot of money to get an MBA in marketing, so I'd like to hope that it gave me an edge. But let me tell you something that I really benefited from, and that was the kind of marketing that I learned how to do in a Fortune 500 company is not the kind of marketing you generally do in small business. I had to relearn
right.
this whole process. And in the mid-90s, maybe 97, 98, a couple years after the Internet started getting popularized, a bunch of companies flooded into the marketplace starting to offer live, like all-day workshops on how to market on the Internet. And one of them happened to come here to Chicago to a hotel about 10 minutes from my house. And it was so convenient and so affordable, I thought, I can't afford not to do this. It was a company from British Columbia. They're no longer in business, but it was called the Internet Marketing Center. Well, this is what they talked about. They talked about multiple streams of income. They talked about upsells. They talked about how to start with one thing and hook it into another. So, yeah, maybe I had this in the back of my mind because I knew how to use upsells for my corporate experience. We did it in the corporate world, but I really hadn't adapted it to the small business model. Well, these guys filled in a lot of the blanks for me. And after I took that workshop, I really started. I redid my website. I started doing email differently. And, you know, it cost me like $175 to take the workshop. And that really was the big thing for me. This was like 1998.
That's so funny because I always still look, particularly because I have authors that I try and promote, and I am always looking at the different workshops, taking little, audio seminars and things like that to see, okay, am I missing something now? What's the next trend? I just want to make sure that I'm always there on that trend to offer my authors the best that I can offer them. So it is amazing to me how much stuff is out there. Like you keep learning and learning, and there's always something new that you have to, you know, keep up on. Do you find that because you deal with mostly boomers now? I find that boomers are very tech savvy. Like, I think they get a bad rap when it comes to technology. I think they're very interested in learning about it and using it, especially when they've become entrepreneurs again. Do you find that with them? Is it a barrier for you, or do you think that they're ready to go?
Most of them are pretty comfortable with the basics.
See?
But we've designed our starter program, which we call Virtual Incubator. We've designed it so that there's not a heavy beat-them-over-the-head dose of technology. Our support team is putting a lot of the technology in place without the client really knowing all the ins and outs. For example,
so
we have
no time to get intimidated.
Yeah, they don't really get overwhelmed by, for example, WordPress, the software program we use to design websites. It takes a good 10 to 12 hours to create a nice-looking website. Well, that would really overwhelm our clients.
Right.
So we just price the development of the website into our package and say, we're going to ask you for a little bit of input for the website, and then you're going to go on and do something else, and we're going to have our team do the website for you. So, yeah, if you go to a boomer and you say, you're going to want to use email to stay in touch with your prospective customers, they understand that clearly. Now, they do not know how to set up an account in an email marketing company, but once again, our support team does that for them and then sends
them
a tutorial.
Right.
So we try not to overwhelm our clients with technology, but we make it very clear that how are you going to grow a one-person business? Because most of our clients are one-person businesses. They're solo owners. How are you going to do that? How are you going to grow a company to $50,000 or $100,000 if you do not have technology support? You're just not going to do it.
Right. Yeah. And I think that they're less, as long as there's a support team behind them, I think they want to learn it. Because, I don't know, I rarely find somebody anymore who says, oh, I can't be bothered with that. I don't have a computer. I don't have this. I don't have that. I think everybody has had to learn if you want to compete or be a part of in business, you really have to be connected, or else you're lost. What's the point of doing it at that point? So tell me about your clients, though, who publish books. Do you take on clients who already have books and they don't know where to go with that?
Typically, I don't get them at that stage. If they're launching their business solely around a book, I will normally refer them off. And then now that I know you, I'll refer them to you. But I have a friend here in Chicago who also does book development, and I'll just refer them. But with the caveat, I'll say, listen, once you get the manuscript done, then you're going to need these 12 things to really make this into a business, because a book's not a business. It's an intellectual pursuit of some kind, okay? I mean, there's no economic value added just by publishing the book. It's just a vanity thing at that point. Well, if you want to go from vanity to an income producer, then you got to have a serious business. So I basically say to them, come back to me in 2 or 3 months after you get the manuscript ready, and then we'll build a business to go around your book. But what I do get And I have one right now, as a matter of fact. Last year, I helped a female client here in Chicago, a former industrial engineer from Kraft Foods. They're laying off a bunch of people because they merged with another company. And she decided at age 58 she was going to take early retirement and become a consultant in her field. Well, what I did not know was that she's also an author. And she's now been in business or consulting business for about 6 months and doing fairly well. Anyway, she sends me an email 2 weeks ago and says, I've written a children's book. Can you help me create, you know, a website and such around it? And I said, sure. Now, she's using some outside company I never heard of before to do the publishing work. I can't remember off the top of my head who it is, but I said to her, okay, we'll start on some preliminary things on your website, but you're going to have to get that manuscript done. You're going to have to decide on the title, and you're going to have to get the cover art done. She said, fine, I understand that. So we're not going at the usual pace with her right now on the book thing because she's still got to do the publishing development.
Right.
But we didn't go looking for her as an author. She happened to be a client that we had launched last September, and she came back to me now and said, okay, you know, in my semi-retirement phase now in my life, I want to do the consulting, but I also want to do this passion play, which is this book. It's a cute mm-hmm. little book. It's about everything you need to know about preschool from the perspective of a 5-year-old granddaughter. It's terrific. I mean, the little girl apparently is very precocious. She says really unusual things to her, you know, her parents and her grandparents, and they get blown away by this. And my clients recorded all this stuff, and now she's building a book around it. So it's great.
So what would you give for authors, first-time authors or authors like this? What kind of tips would you give them as a coach?
Well, I'd say the first thing is this. If you've got a concept in your head or you have a storyline in your head and you're just not moving forward, the first thing that I was taught to do, and it's worked well for me, is do the table of contents. What are the chapters? You know, what's the general description of the chapters? Even if the chapters are only 10 pages each.
Right.
Matter of fact, this children's book, they're only going to be 5 pages each or something like that. But the point was you have to get the sense of what's the start, what's the middle, what's the end.
Right.
And that's what I tell them to do first. Get the table of contents down and then maybe type the title and the first 2 paragraphs of each chapter. Then send them to an editor or a friend who understands something about writing and just say, give me your input on this. At that point, you've put 5 hours in to do that. You haven't put 40 yet. You've put maybe 5 hours in, and you send it to whomever, and they'll come back to you and say, don't think it covers the topic properly, or it's just about right, or it's too long. At that point, you can go back and edit knowing that you've only invested about 5 hours at this point. What I hate to see people do is put 40 hours into a manuscript, and it's just a jumble.
Right. And they had no guidance for it, so at least you can give them guidance. And writing coaches do the same. Tell them this. This is, you know, true writing coaching, you know, lessons here is that if you know, show something so you can check out the direction. Are you staying on target? Are you going off on tangents? You know, so you stay organized in your thoughts and in your goal. We're down to 5 minutes, so I want to get into something else, if that's okay with you. This is your
Absolutely.
25th business anniversary, and so you've had so many clients, you've had a lot of success, but you're celebrating your 25th anniversary in a very nice way. You're offering free coaching calls. So tell us a little bit about that and how people might be able to get in touch with you about this.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for give me a chance to talk about that. This is called Free Talk Friday. Every Friday until the end of June, it started on April 1st, every Friday, I am taking 30-minute coaching calls, no cost, to talk about anything you want. It could be, I'm just starting to think about a business. Do you think I could do it? Or I've got this concept. What do you think of it? Or I've been in business for 3 years and I'm having a real problem growing. I don't care. Anything on the continuum of small business, call me up. We'll talk about it. I guarantee you that you will leave the phone call knowing more than you came on the call with. I have had a lot of experience with a lot of different kinds of businesses. And so we're doing this because I've learned that the really important first step in figuring out whether I can work with somebody as a startup client is having a conversation just to talk about who they are, what their motivation is in this point in their life, and what's their business idea. And they may say, I only have the broadest strokes of the idea, and that's fine. So you can reserve the calls by going to our website, which is www.bizstarters.com. And right in the upper right-hand corner is an accent box that says celebrate our 25th anniversary. And there's a link that says book your free 30-minute coaching call. When you click on that, you automatically go into my digital calendar. It'll show you what days and time slots are still available for the next 8 weeks. And you just pick a time you want, and the system automatically confirms it to you and confirms it to me. And on the given day and time, I call you up at the phone number you put into the system, and we chat.
That's amazing because, you know, sometimes, especially new entrepreneurs, they just get so flustered with the idea, what do I do, where do I go? And just 30 minutes of coaching can give them so much clarity and just so much direction. And that's really generous of you, 30 minutes for a free call. But, you know, even the psychic hotline doesn't do that.
No, you're right about that. Boy, they charge you after about the first 30 seconds.
That's
well,
right,
see? You know, I suppose there are people who say, Jeff, boy, why are you giving away your time? But, I've been doing this a long time, 25 years, and I've just learned that if you give people the sense that you're not going to charge them until you describe how you can help them, they're going to believe in you a lot more.
And they're going to come back as well because they have confidence and they know that you're the real thing. You're not just, we've all seen a lot of companies that come and go, but it's they just appreciate it. They appreciate the time from an expert, a true expert. See that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we're down to the last 2 minutes. I told you this was going to fly. So anything you want to leave with the listeners? I'll just tell you when I post this on Friday, I will be putting up all your links. All your social media information, where to follow you, how to get in touch with you for the free coaching call, all that kind of stuff. What else would you like to leave?
One little bit of perspective here, and that is that writing a book is a very, very beneficial first step to create any kind of business because in the process of creating the book, you really do a double check on how well do I know this business? Can I establish myself as an expert, which is what you need to do in order to get premium pricing in the market. And writing a book, even if it's just a booklet, even if you just write a 12-page booklet, it's a very good focusing process. It's a kind of it's a truth check where you can say, do I really know this or did I have to go out and research every word to put in this booklet? If that's the case, you probably shouldn't go out and try to sell your knowledge as a coach. And it's a great way to check in and have a gut check and say, yep, I really know this stuff.
Yeah, and I can go forward. Yeah, that's a great idea because a lot of people, I don't think they think that through. That's great advice. It's Jeff Williams. It was my guest, and bizstarters.com. If you are interested in a free coaching call, a 30-minute coaching call, it's bizstarters.com, and click the 25th celebratory link, and schedule your chat. Jeff, thank you so much. I know we'll be talking and working together in the future. I think your work is fascinating, and you help so many people. I'm glad we made that connection. So thanks so much for sharing all your knowledge with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to your audience, and I really look forward to working together.
And that's it for tonight, everyone, and we will be back. We're taking a couple-week hiatus so that I can finish editing and get my book out, and then we'll be back in late May. Good night, everyone, and have a great couple weeks. Good night, Jeff.
Bye.